It kills momentum so much. Makes me not want to talk to you.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for stopping by. Next time on All of This is Temporary.
One of these days, we'll actually record our conversation.
Today's brought to you by agency. Today's podcast brought to you by the word agency.
Yep.
Much like we are bringing agency to this podcast, agency is bringing pain.
I had a lot more to say about it the first time.
Bringing pain to my life. No, it's, yeah, I know. It's it's definitely, it's really good podcasting because I keep talking about the previous one that we just did.
It's so great.
Yeah, that one was great, you guys. Every time they hear it, they're like, ah, oh, that's so cool that they did that. Take
We're
two.
Cool. We're pretty cool.
Take two, you know, agency. Mm-hmm. I heard you say it. You said it at the end of one of your conferences a couple weeks ago. And then I've just been seeing it pop up everywhere. And it's like, agency. It's circle back. It's it's pin in it.
Put a pin in it.
We're going to put a pin in it. We're going to circle back. It's in your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, bumping this up to the top.
Yeah. Escalate. I just don't.
We're going to escalate. I'm still triggered by that word.
Triggered is another one that we need to put in
that's
the
a
past.
Big, that's a big buzzword. How else do you say triggered?
Piss me off.
Takes too long.
You piss me off, man. Yeah, but triggered is bad.
Well, but that it's different. Escalate doesn't piss me off, but it it awakens something inside of me.
Yeah, I've just been seeing agency. I think it needs to be added. We got, you know what? We're halfway through 2025, so it is time to start making the list. Almost, yeah. But I mean, let's call it halfway because we've just entered the 6 month, so we can call it halfway. And I think we have entered the 6/12th month of the year, which is approximately 5.5 tenths. So not, well, 4.5 tenths. Is it 4 3/4 tenths?
You're saying tenths? Like tenths or tenths?
Tenths, yeah, tenths. Of the year.
So. You know, I saw some twat somewhere had said like June 1st is I think it was on YouTube, something stupid. Said that like June 1st is like 1-1-1-1-1, day of the portal. And I'm like, what? And so right before we started, when I'm scrambling for topics to talk about, I Googled.
Portal day?
I Googled, why is June 1 special? And do you want to know what I found out?
Yeah.
Nothing. It's not special. And that person made that up. Nothing came. Apparently, like, you know, 80 years ago that something happened for children on that day. Nobody cares. But this is the month of Juneteenth.
I know. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, we got to make sure you do stand up and do a racist set again. And, you know.
It wasn't racist. It was a stereotype. It was, I just went after one stereotype that happened to occur on the same day. That's not racism. That's synchronicity. That's that's serendipitous is what I would say. That was good luck in finding something not sought for. I just didn't know how to capitalize on it. Like you should, like I should be able to. I'm not racist enough to actually make that funny, apparently.
Yeah.
I'll try harder, babe.
Your hands are too goddamn manly to...
Boy, oh boy. Well, I've been trying to cut up some TikTok clips. I posted another one.
Okay.
They're doing okay.
All right. So shout out to Bomb With Me Comedy on TikTok.
Yep.
See, Ray's, you're really good at making clips of your videos.
Big shout out. Well, it's easy to do like a start to finish clip. It's just like one joke.
Yeah.
And just pick the one that has laughter. Any joke with laughter, and then that's what we need.
I used to videotape my yoga practices and do little clips and post them online. People liked them a lot. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just fun looking at yourself, you know?
And speaking of fun, why don't you have a look over here?
Oh, shit. I didn't wear my glasses.
Have a look at this, though. Can you not see it?
I can see it mostly.
Do you
mostly.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I see there's a woman, she's at the dentist.
Yeah.
With big bueno, lips.
Gente, recién nos terminó de ¿cómo se dice? Tuquear. No. Tunear la llanura.
These are two
gente,
sausages.
Le agradecemos
mucho. Yeah. Vayan a seguirla
en Instagram. Yeah, exactly. Lo voy a dejar en Instagram.
We saw somebody. It was at that bar. Do you remember?
Yeah, here, look, look.
Bueno, gente, recién nos terminó de...
And he's stabbing it with like
a... ¿Cómo se dice? ¿Tuquear? No. Tunear la Shanu, gente. Le agradecemos mucho. Vayan a seguirla en Instagram.
Oh, that is so funny. Just two bratwursts on her face.
Because that's actually what it looks like. God, I have the world's thinnest lips. They're so tiny, and I won't ever do that.
It just makes me very happy. Mm-hmm. I love it. I was like, oh my God, okay, this is amazing.
Lip fillers. I mean, I can't talk shit. I did do that thing on my face yesterday.
Oh, you can talk shit about whatever you want. That's funny. Just the you might as well have a sausage in each lip the way that women are today.
I know, it's so ridiculous. Like, they're just taking it way too far.
Yeah,
way too far.
The bartender is just wild. Oh, this was fun. I showed you this, but I think it bears repeating. This is called, I called this Tree Overlords.
What are they on?
If you're just listening, this is a group of white women mainly standing around a tree and all witching it up.
They're all old. I think there's one guy. He's probably gay or just trying to get laid by one of them and he's faking.
This other video I found, I thought was pretty good. Okay, this is it looks like a bear just rummaging through some garbage. Look at this. Watch. Are you watching? I could not see the person. I'm like, what is this bear going through this sleeping bag for?
Can we watch that again?
Yeah, watch.
It does not look like a person at all. The bear also did not know.
And where is he sleeping?
What is this?
It looks like a storage closet. And he had his sleeping bag, so it's not like maybe he was just drunk and passed out in there, or maybe that's where he sleeps, like a homeless person.
He fucking lives there. Look at the cooler. That's his beer cooler. That's his fridge. He's got jeans over there, which look, he didn't look that big. So I wonder whose jeans those are. I don't think those would fit him.
I think they are his.
Really? Maybe he sags?
Look. Yeah. It's the same size.
So funny.
And his hoodie says, fuck you, Oliver.
To the bear. Fuck you, bear. Oh, my goodness. Man, it's crazy out there. When it rains in Arizona, it's crazy. I had a couple of close encounters on the way here. And I also saw another close encounter. And it's not because I was...
Close calls or close encounters with the third kind? Or like with an animal?
Close calls.
Okay.
Well,
to start cleaning these up. What was the one?
I did have two close encounters. I mean, with other things on the road.
Okay.
So the first one... I'm turning left from Utopia onto 75th Avenue. So there's a light. And sometimes there's somebody in the crosswalk. Sometimes, but not often. And this time the light turns green. I'm feeling super chill. You know, not in a hurry. You know, not my stressed out melody. I got to get to the next. I'm just chill. And so I'm like, you know, slowly turning left. And then I turn left, like right. I'm going over the crosswalk. And in that moment, I notice somebody on a scooter whizzes by me. I almost hit them. Yeah.
And they weren't, you were in the intersection first and then they fucking ripped in?
Well, I mean, they get it. They have a green light to walk.
Right. But I'm saying you were in the intersection and then they decided to enter?
I don't know. I never saw them at the crosswalk. Yeah. I don't know where he came from. Because I was sitting there for a minute and... It was scary because in my mind, I was like, if I was going a little bit faster, if I wasn't so chill, I would have hit that person.
It's hard to see people sometimes.
I don't know. I was like, oh my God. And thank God I wasn't high. Like, because if I was high and I hit them, holy shit.
You would have just kept driving. I don't even know what's happened.
Oh, And then, you know, I'm on Cave Creek Road and there's an SUV in the right lane. I'm in the left lane and he's behind a truck and the truck, you know, veers to the right because he's turning right. And the SUV behind him thought he was going to go all the way over to the right, but I guess the truck decided not to. And then the SUV had to like swerve over to the left, so he didn't hit him.
That's what is called a close call.
That's a close call.
Yeah, a close encounter is what happens with aliens or okay, Sasquatch. Yeah, close call.
And then I get to Sprouts and I see I'm pulling in. So, you know, sometimes if there's, you know, two spots, you pull straight through. And I'm pulling through, and in the moment I'm pulling through, someone opens up their door, and I almost hit that guy.
Into the spot that you were pulling through into.
Yeah. Like, I mean, again, thank goodness I was chill. No, they were facing what he didn't.
Oh, did what you did.
Yeah. I mean, no one ever looks in their window in the parking spot to see if someone's coming. You know, again, thank goodness I was chill and not my normal batshit Melody driving, trying to get there. I would have killed two people on the way.
In a different,
and taken out a door.
Babe, don't worry about it. In a different universe, you did.
But that's how I felt when I almost hit that guy by my house. I was like, I feel like I did hit him in a different universe. I feel like I did hit him. But this reality, I didn't.
Close calls. I had that close call last week. Well, semi-close call where I was on the motorcycle heading over just down the street. And a dude came ripping by and was like squealing tires around a corner and like going off road. And if I was like further back, he could have overcorrected and come over into my lane. I just would have no, you know, because I was coming around another corner coming mm-hmm. from the other way. So it would have just been like,
right over there.
People are just going buck wild. Maybe it's because of that koala super deep borehole.
Come again?
I just like saying it, the koala super deep borehole. That's that I told you about the deepest borehole in Russia, 12,000 meters deep. Mm. And there was a thing on TikTok that said this is the audio from the koala super deep borehole. And it sounds like a bunch of people screaming over the top of each other and like moaning. Like if the sounds of hell is what the video said. And so I Googled real quick. I'm like, was there an audio? And they're like, no, there was no audio recording. They did send a mic down, but all they heard was like echoes and like the thing hitting the corners. It's like what everybody so just dramatic. Wants you to think, but it made me think of a fun premise for a joke is like maybe that's where oil comes from. It's only because that 12,000 meters is only 8 miles because it's 5,000 feet mm-hmm. per mile, a little over 5,000 feet. So 12,000 meters into feet is like it's like 8.1 miles, and that's the deepest we've dug into the crust of the earth. This is crazy to me that we've only gone down. I mean, when we fly in a jet, you're up at 30,000 feet, 32,000 feet, and we've only gone less than 10 miles deep is how deep we've dug. And then I said, just to be curious, have we ever mined 10 miles deep? Because like with a big pit mine, have we excavated a hole? And I said, no, we have not. Humans have not excavated a hole deeper than the super deep borehole. But I'm like, so maybe the souls are actually only like 8 miles down. Maybe hell's only like 8 miles down. And it's like, maybe that's how we get our oil, is it's just, you know, everybody goes to hell because they make us all sin. Mm-hmm. And then we all get squished into oil down there.
And that's the cycle of life.
That's exactly right.
It's beautiful if you think about it.
That's how Earth makes oil. It uses the souls of the damned. I mean, I think this is good science.
And we were all sold the lie that it's a non-renewable resource.
Unbelievable. I can't believe they sold us that bullshit lie. Yeah, so super deep borehole. Koala. Super deep borehole. 8 miles. We have not dug down to 10 miles. I really cannot believe it.
Yeah, 10 miles is not that deep at
You can
all.
Walk 8 miles.
It would take a while.
In a day, you could.
But you could.
At a slow pace, because you can run a marathon in a day. So mm-hmm. a 10K is 5 miles, and I can do that in just like, definitely in under 2 hours. Well, probably
oh my
two
God.
And a half hours.
Yeah, for sure. Wait.
So it's like I could run
a 10K?
is only like 6.2 miles.
Yeah,
you so it's do that it's in just slightly longer than a 10K. It's like 1.25 10Ks.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10.25 Ks, also known as 12.5K. I don't know. Let's just do a little math.
K?
Oh, K or no K?
Sí o no?
Entonces.
No.
Well, let's jump into the. This is so we remember that last week I had a devastating experience with Grok, and I asked it to paint a picture of me.
Oh, I forgot
about and Grok that. Was like, this is you. Well, I did it for you. I pulled up this image here. Okay.
Oh no.
Which is I think it's a very cute picture of you. Your eyes look very stunning. And you're smiling and happy. And if you'll notice, the background doesn't have a fireplace in it. The background has that. So
it's like coals of a fire.
Yes. Because, I didn't even notice. This is its image of you.
Wait, what?
This is its version. Wait, it's so good it's that it actually one. Faked me.
This is the correct one.
Picture. No, this is Grok's picture.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let me pull up the one that you gave it.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. That's the Grok one, too. You can tell by it's got the wrong background of the fire. Hang on a second. Let me find it.
I mean, I look better on the Grok version.
No, it looked exactly the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, yours was, too.
that's what I'm getting at. I'm like, oh no. Maybe
it's easier because, but this isn't apples to apples because this is my profile. Maybe it's easier for Grok to do a profile than like head on, because head on you have to do all like the facial expressions, and profile is way easier.
Oh no, wait, that is the image. So let me just move into the all of the. No, seriously, I figured out the trick. What I didn't know to say to it, because here we go. Okay, this was what I entered the first time.
That's not me.
The upper right is the image. So that is the image, the one that I gave it. Okay.
Okay. What's the bottom left?
This is, I said, make a lifelike drawing of the person in this image. And it gives two. It always gives two. And neither of those look like you at all. So I changed the direction and I told it, draw this as perfectly as you possibly can. And now look at the images.
It's all about the prompt. It's all about the prompt.
It is exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I told it to alter one thing. So you see in the lower left, see how there's an extra cord in the lower left?
It's like spot the difference.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I really am impressed by like, I figured it out. Because when I said copy and paste, it said I can't. So I said, okay, change one thing about it, one feature in the image, and then redo it. And it said, I can't. I said, okay. Draw an image of this person. And then I said, draw this as perfectly as you possibly can. So, and then just as a little reminder, this is what it thinks I look like.
Like you're kind of eating the side of your cheek and cross-eyed.
And so what I want to ask you is, do you see the same thing? Because what if when I'm looking at this,
I mean,
what if my mind won't let me see, but that's actually what I look like? What if like my mind's like blocking it out? It's like, no, 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 we you're really like,
no, no, I'm handsome. I'm handsome. I'm not retarded.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you really did look like that,
you would leave me.
Lamar
for sure.
Would probably like you a little bit more.
Everyone would. Everyone would like you more.
That must have been one of the podcasts I was a little bit high.
Well, no, I just caught you mid-laugh smiling.
Yeah.
Just mid-laughter smiling is all.
Well, you have that effect on me.
Well, let's see what else we got. So the Melody Grok. Draw this as perfectly as you can.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm. And then yeah, my mind won't let me see. Did you see, this is kind of crazy, there's a new offering from Netflix.
There's a new offering?
Cheaper.
What do you mean?
Well, for $7.99 a month.
What do you get?
Guess what you get.
You get to...
You get all the normal stuff, plus one new feature.
Oh, you get to skip past the ads right away. Or quicker.
Netflix doesn't have ads.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm thinking of YouTube.
But you can get a $7.99 version, which has ads.
In the middle of the show, like Hulu?
As in, Netflix has never had ads as long as I've owned Netflix forever. Mm-hmm. They've recently just bumped the price up to $20. Mm-hmm. It used to be $10. Mm-hmm. Now it's $20. But they're offering you an $8 one with ads. If you want the cheaper one. So you're telling me $10 a month and I don't have ads? Of course I'm going to take that. But this is going on what we were talking about just recently, how everything has ads. And it's like the whole point of watching stuff on streaming was getting away from these advertisers putting ads in your face half of the time you're watching whatever cable program you're already paying $100+ a month for. It's insane.
It pisses me off and creeps me out. And all of our listeners, if you have not seen the new season of Black Mirror, there's one episode. It might be one. I think it's the first one or one of the first ones. That's the episode I think about every single time I come across different fucking tiers of subscriptions, and you don't get anything better. It's just less advertising, and it's them trying to infiltrate their dumb products into our lives, and I'm tired of it.
We should spoil it. It was a great one. It was a person dies, a woman dies, and her husband is talked into bringing her back to life by a person who
she has a brain injury.
She has a new sign. Well, she dies.
Some kind of brain thing.
She dies, and her husband, when they come in, they said, we can actually bring her back. There's a new technology, but you have to pay for it. And he's like, oh, I've got a little bit of money, $300 a month. She's like, not that bad, right?
Because he's like, well, no, I can't afford anything because they're poor. She's a teacher. Not even a foreman. He's a grunt worker. And he's like, oh, I don't know if I can afford that. Like, how much is it? And she's like, oh, it's just, like you said, $300 a month. He's like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
So he opts to go with it, mm-hmm. And then they go on a trip, and she shuts down because they exited the service range. And then when he came back in, then the service range was back. They check in, and they're like, oh, you need the plus version if you want to go on a trip. You can also do little weekend getaways where you pay us for a little bit of extra time just for the weekend. And then they go do something, and then she like starts saying ads. And they go, oh, yeah, that's ad mode. You can pay for ad-free, but it's like another $1,300 a month. And it's just like, this is kind of what they're doing. They need, you know what it is? It's not even their fault, babe. They need us to see those ads.
No, I'm angry. I am so angry by it. Even thinking about it.
I'll cheers to that. Here's to ads. You know what? I've been saying it a lot on Adjust Your Shorts. Go fuck yourselves to all advertisers. Go fuck yourselves. Get out. Nobody wants your advertising constantly in their face. Nobody wants
it. If I had to choose from between constant advertising and having movies and entertainment to watch and having no TV, no advertising at all, I would get rid of the TV.
It's why I have, okay, before streaming, I never owned a television.
Same.
I never had one.
Same.
Cable, you pay my friends were paying because they wanted the sports package. It'd be $180, $200 a month. And when I would turn on like FX, at one point I like timed it. Because I'd come home from snowboarding. This is 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Sit down on the couch. I'm like, wiped out. I just want to chill. And on FX, it was literally 7 minutes for 7 minutes. Every 7 minutes, you got 7 minutes of commercials. It was one for one. And I'm going, what are we doing here? This is a waste.
I lose. I already have a short attention span. You lose my interest. You lost it. I don't even want to watch your fucking TV show anymore. I'm turning it off, and I'm probably not going to turn it on again until I'm desperate.
Well, I have a great attention span, but I also have a short temper. So I'm like, fuck you. So I would turn it off. So exactly the same. I never had TV because I'm not going to pay for you to force your ads into the TV. That's what paying is supposed to be, is like, okay, I would pay for not ads. So when Netflix became a at-home streaming program, I said, well, now that's something that I will pay for.
Then you can just watch what you want to see. It's $10 a month.
It's a subscription service. They make a ton of money. And it's like, but somehow, obviously, I'm guessing it has to do with Amazon Prime and Hulu both showing insane revenue jumps once they started bringing in advertisers, because advertisers will pay. And it's just like, it makes me wonder, though, is it still as effective as it once was? It can't be as effective as it once was.
It has to be. TikTok is more effective. It's the same thing as in marketing, email marketing. Emailing still is the most effective way to market to people. And when you think, it's like, how can that be? Nobody reads their emails, but it's still the most effective channel.
But they do. Oh, remember we talked about this? I don't know if we mentioned it the last time on the podcast, where like if you try to get rid of your socials, you end up checking your email a lot. It's like, maybe that's why people with no social. That's
me. I'm always when I first got rid of my social, I was just, especially when I was job hunting, I was addicted. I was like every 10 minutes.
Check your email. It's like, God, I'm addicted to the screen time. It's like either that or, oh, let me see what's on Craigslist. Any cars I don't need to buy out there?
But I'll tell you this, and I'm pretty sure I told you this before, like growing up, I watched a ton of TV. Like my parents did. Like we were just a TV household. I watched a lot of television. And then even still when I was in college, like, you know, we would watch our shows. But then when I graduated college and I started traveling, I started to get so much satisfaction out of experiences in doing things. And that's when I stopped watching TV. It was back in like 2009. I started traveling. I started losing a ton of weight, getting really healthy, not even trying, because I was just
doing
happy
things.
With life. And I was just satisfied. And I didn't get my first television until I was like 37, 38 years old. It was like 2 years ago. I got my first television. And I mean, I did watch a little bit of like Netflix on my laptop in 2020 during the pandemic. But for like 15 years, I completely lost interest in TV, because there's some, having like a real life and things that you're interested in is just so much more enriching and fulfilling than watching television.
Well, I agree. But I don't mind having the entertainment. You know, obviously I like it. But what I won't have is advertising. So if, you know, as this happens, I mean, so as soon as Amazon Prime put advertising, guess what? I stopped watching Amazon Prime. And probably what I'm going to do is, before I had Amazon Prime, I would buy something on Amazon and it would ship in the same amount of time as Amazon Prime members. And it would be the same price for the shipping as well. And so like when I got Prime, I was like, oh, they offer other programs on streaming, so I'll get it. And I was like, well, I'm going to probably cancel my membership, because I don't mind waiting for a day and a half to get something that I order. Like, I don't mind. It's at a warehouse nearby. I really don't care. So it's like, am I going to keep that membership and pay them to show me commercials? I don't think so. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in whatever you want to sell. It's why I hate craft fairs. Farmers markets, no. It's like they're all just...
I never buy anything at farmers markets. I like the atmosphere. I like to go around. I like to talk to people. Like my appointments yesterday, my massage went over by like 15 minutes because we were talking. Like, and I loved it. And same thing, I went to my facial, last an extra 30 minutes because we just were chit-chatting. Like women just like to talk. And farmers markets are fun for that, because it's usually like, you know, you have similar interests, like you care about the same things.
Maybe they know that you're not going to buy it, so they come after the man to get him to buy it.
Maybe.
But for me, whenever I go into those places, I just feel like somebody's trying to get me to buy something. I'm like, no, no, you really have no idea. I don't want any of this shit. Look at how I'm dressed. Like, I'm not buying any of your crap.
Nobody likes advertising, but I think you and I are especially different than the average American in the fact that we're not big consumers. We don't buy a lot of stuff. We only buy things when we need them. Like, I mean, I just dropped like $500 yesterday on new clothes because all of my other stuff was like worn out. It had holes. It was like stretched out, like, because I really needed it because I didn't buy anything for like the last 3 years.
Yeah. I think I've been saying I need to buy some new clothes for a couple years. Yeah. I just buy new work pants. It's like
we buy stuff when we need it. We don't. Oh, Nicole. Thank you for that text. You know, funny thing about airplane mode, it doesn't matter when you're connected to Wi-Fi.
That wasn't you. That was my phone saying it's got 20.
But I also got the thing.
Oh, funny. Okay.
Oh, but is that not with the clock?
No, it was a 20% battery remaining.
Oh, okay.
But we're good. It's still recording. So that's the good part is at least.
All right. Tabs are closed.
At least it was. Yeah, I think I just had too much shit going on the phone last week. Yeah. You know what I just thought of? That we could bring up is how about figuring out some magic with an old red truck in the yard? Ooh-wee. I'll tell you what, I am feeling mega excited about completing the rebuild on the Chevy starter. The Chevy starter motor actually burned out. And when they tell you the starter motor burned out, usually that means replace the entire starter. Now, you can break in there and replace the brushes, or you can break in there and check the stuff and clean it. But most of the time, if it says burnt out, it means it's burned out. A piece is burned. So I went ahead and took the whole thing apart, expecting to maybe find one of the windings being burned and shorting out. And sure as shit, I found it. And electromagnetism is one of those properties on Earth that is a law, it is magic, and it is a force. And you just have to understand that it's not for you to understand.
Yeah, like God.
Just like God, it is an invisible force.
I think
force.
It's the same thing. Anyways, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Anyways, but go ahead.
God is magnets. Magnets is God.
I think it's all the same thing. I'm telling you, I think that's why we have different religions and different, especially now with spiritualism, like it's just different ways of looking at and explaining the same freaking thing. Anyways.
Well, there is a mystery in it. So you could look at electromagnetism and say that it's an act of God if you didn't understand that this is like a machination. This is
machination.
Yes, machinations of humanity. By wrapping the copper around a electroferrous material metal and then passing a current through it, you create an electromagnet. You create magnetism. Just by sending a current through something, you create a little bit of magnetism. But it's still one of those properties that's very magic to me. I also like the connections between magnet, magic. So it's like, I think it is very much a magic kind of force. To dead end a power and then where it would arc out if it weren't for the space between the magnets, that's where the electricity conducts and creates the spin. So I'm like, I'm getting a glimpse of what it means, but I still don't quite understand. But this is essentially a DC motor, just the spinning of a motor with brushes. And it's what runs every drill. Every starter, even for a regular car, is an electric starter. It has an electro motor, an electromagnetic motor, and it cranks the engine until the engine can run itself. Now move forward into the Tesla, and you have the same thing, but on a higher scale, three-phase AC motor, which is much stronger and can last a lot longer and reserves the power for a lot longer, like AC is supposed to do. But I'm just stoked that I took it apart. I found one burned piece. It's one of the wraps around the four stator magnets in there. And when I swapped that out and put new brushes on and cleaned the whole thing up, it works again. So I actually rebuilt it. And the best video that I found on YouTube was an old guy rebuilding, and he showed how to rebuild every piece of these old Chevy starter motors. except the part that I had to rebuild. So it was still guesswork, and I still, solving problems for me is like the ultimate prize at the end of the day, where I have solved a problem and things are working again. And this is a problem that I don't fully understand, and nobody teaches this stuff. I mean, they do, but even the best tutorials, like my stepdad, when I ask him about how does an electric motor work, he comes to, now we're getting into the kissing cousins of gravity, electricity, and magnetism. And these are just laws of the land that we know how to kind of manipulate them, and we understand a little bit, but we really don't know what it is or why it works that way. It just works that way. So it's like one of those few things that we manipulate but don't understand. And my brain really wants to understand it, but it's like, no, you don't get to. You get to play with it, but you don't get to understand it. Mm-mm. And I also found out today that mercury eats gold foil. And I don't know why it would do that. It just absorbs the gold foil and holds on to it.
But then you can extract it.
Yeah, through dissolving, through boiling the mercury, mm-hmm. vaporizing it. I don't think you want to do that.
No.
It's bad to breathe that stuff.
No. What's worse, breathing in mercury vapor or Fabuloso? Wonder what would happen if you put gold foil in a bucket of Fabuloso.
I think it would sink to the bottom of the bucket. Unless there's mercury in there. I think it has to be... I think the reason that the gold foil absorbs into it is because it doesn't actually absorb. It just pulls it in because the density of the mercury causes the gold to sink. Yeah, and I think as it sinks in. But it said it does become an amalgam. So it does dissolve, I guess, into the mm-hmm. mercury. But then you can get it back out. It's weird. That's a weird little connection there, especially given like so many people are after the gold and there are so many theories about what mercury, like magic properties mercury has. Because it's the only metal that can be in a liquid state at mm-hmm. atmospheric temperature and pressure.
Mm.
Super interesting stuff. But one step closer to my electromagnetic engineering degree. Mm-hmm. Take it apart, try to build it. That's the game. Holy shit.
Oh, baby, I love this topic, but my back is killing me.
Oh, are we done?
Well, I mean, I do want to keep talking, but I'm having trouble holding my back up. It's hurting.
Okay, well, shortest one yet.
Is it? How long have we been going?
37 minutes.
Oh.
Here's to you.
I did have a pop quiz.
Here's
and
to
something
you.
Else, but we can save that for next week.
Oh, I thought you just said you wanted to be done.
Well, no, it's like I want to keep going, but like my back is hurting. So
was the topic hurting your back?
No.
Do you want to do the pop
nope.
quiz?
No, we'll do it next time.
Well, let's do it. Are you dying over there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, due to technical spinal bifida issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, turning 40 is tough.
We're going to go ahead and say, yeah, 40 is the new fat. And thanks for... Thanks for sitting through yet another riveting episode of All of This is Temporary, brought to you by us.
To a halt.
You can't wait till the next one.
I was like, how do I say this subtly? But there's no way of saying it subtly.
All right, well, in that case, go fuck yourselves. Bye.
Bye. Oh, we didn't say your names.